Global livestock production. New research highlights widespread livestock destocking. Von editor Fleischwirtschaft.com. VOM. The 22nd of January 2026. Tempe. While overgrazing dominates land use debates, researchers report that destocking, declining livestock numbers, is now widespread across Europe, North America, and Australia. A global study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences finds that livestock numbers have declined significantly across large parts of the world over the past 25 years, challenging the prevailing focus on overgrazing as the dominant rangeland issue. The researchers analyzed changes in cattle, buffalo, sheep, and goat populations from 1999 to 2023 using data from the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, FAO. They found that livestock populations fell by around 12% in regions that accounted for 42% of global livestock numbers in 1999. We often assume that rangelands are being degraded because we overgraze them, but the data show that it's not the whole story, said co-author Osvaldo Sala, an ecologist and professor at Arizona State University. Nearly half of livestock production occurs in areas that have experienced destocking over the past 25 years. According to the study, destocking has been most pronounced in Europe, North America, Australia, and parts of Africa and Asia. Eastern Europe experienced the steepest decline, with livestock populations falling by 37%. In contrast, livestock numbers increased by about 40% in Middle Africa, Central Asia, and South America over the same period. Sala and co-author Jose Anadin of the Instituto Pirenaico de Ecologia examined potential drivers behind the contrasting trends. The researchers found that neither climate change nor international trade patterns explained the spatial differences in livestock numbers. Climate change exists, but it doesn't explain these particular spatial patterns of destocking and increasing stocking rates, Sala said. Instead, regional economic output and human population growth emerged as key factors. In wealthier regions, declining livestock numbers are associated with greater reliance on feed-based and industrial farming systems, higher technology use, and increased productivity. Meat production per animal in these regions is 72% higher than in lower-income regions, the study found. By contrast, regions experiencing livestock growth tend to rely on grazing-based, less productive and subsistence-oriented systems. These areas also have higher rates of human population growth, which the researchers say is increasing demand for meat. The authors note that destocking presents distinct ecological and land management challenges. Reduced grazing can lead to increased plant biomass, raising wildfire risk in some ecosystems, while biodiversity responses vary depending on local conditions. We need to manage both processes, Sala said. It's not that destocking is automatically positive and that we should just leave it alone. The study also highlights potential climate and water impacts. Increased plant growth following reduced grazing may enhance carbon dioxide uptake, while changes in vegetation cover can affect runoff and stream flows. Stopping grazing doesn't always mean more water to downstream users. Effects are location-specific and need to be studied, Sala said. The authors argue that grazing livestock occupy roughly one quarter of the Earth's land surface, making shifts in stocking rates a major but understudied factor in land use policy. They call for more data, experiments, and region-specific policies to manage both overgrazing and destocking in line with conservation, climate, and rural livelihood goals. These are important issues for land managers, policymakers, and the public, Sala said. We need better data, more experiments, and thoughtful policies that recognize regional differences.